You know what I think? I think honestly, our parents' generation got the physical abuse, but I don't know if did they get the mental enough to break them out of that, of the cycle of abuse? No, I think they needed one more generation of pure psychological torment on us before we were able to break those cycles. I don't think they were hurt enough.
You know, children of the Civil War probably would disagree, but
are those our parents?
They're parents of that generation.
Bro, they lived in the Civil War?
Wait, how long ago was the Civil War? No, it was like 60 years ago.
No, the Civil War was 1864.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Are you talking about the Civil Rights Movement?
Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
Guys, it's Tuesday. It's a beautiful day. And we're getting high. Well, I'm getting high and Emily's being a pipsqueak.
A pipsqueak?
A pipsqueak smoker. I don't even know what that means.
I smoked 8 blunts yesterday.
Whoa. I was like, we haven't done that in a
while.
That
used to be a Tuesday for us.
Wait. Yeah, that used to be like half of a Monday.
Danielle bought an ounce of weed to bring on the boat, and she had a friend roll it up into blunts because she knew I liked blunts.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we were just smoking blunts all day.
I love that.
It was great. I like weed.
I'm like, what did I do yesterday while you went on a yacht? What was yesterday?
Sunday.
Where did I go?
You probably hung out till your show.
Bro, I've been mentally, like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. You know what I mean? Like, days are just days.
They're blending.
Everything's blending. Time is so weird. You know when 2020 was? 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We were in the pandemic 4 years ago. That's psychotic.
I just realized
we were in it yesterday.
I've been doing OnlyFans for almost 3 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. Me too. And my money's down so bad. I looked back at when, you know, what month and date I hit at what I made this month? January 2021.
Oh, when you first started.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the economy is hitting us all.
So this year is like the Chiefs and the fucking, what is it? The 49ers and the Super Bowl. The same thing as 2020. I'm making the same amount of money. I'm back at square one.
But it's not square one because you've learned. You've learned a lot. You've invested in yourself.
I know. It's like a redo. Like, hey.
Your pussy has no hair on it. So.
That's so true.
That's a win, dude.
Wait,
that's
that
a win.
That is so true. Because when I first started OnlyFans, razor burn and shaving like stopped me from making content.
I wonder if you have like a mild form of hyperhidrosis,
I wonder if you have a severe case of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, it's like a disease that causes like boils and like scarred over things. And it's normally in like crevices and people get them in like their armpits or like their neck. I wonder if you have like. Because the severe forms are really, really bad.
I literally think it was fungal acne. Guys, if you think you have regular acne, spray some like athlete's foot shit on it and it will go away. Because I have not had butt acne since I started doing that. It's changed the game.
I know. I definitely have fungal acne. And I've been picking at it so bad and I can't stop picking at it.
Is this your back?
It's my back.
Let me spray you.
It feels so good to pick at it, though. I kind of don't want it to leave. That's like the one thing I can control. Oh. My back acne.
What are you saying?
It's like a form of self-harm.
Yeah, you do
not
that
taking
a lot.
Care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Do you not feel worthy of not having back knee?
No, I deserve back knee.
Do you deserve that? You've never had it.
I've never had acne anywhere except for my face.
Did you start getting sweaty recently?
I've had sex recently.
Yo, it's a fungal infection from fucking these dirty dudes.
These dirty dudes.
Because I think when I started getting that butt acne was after I fucked you know, the one from the summer.
What's his
nickname? He had back, he had fungal back knee. It was definitely that. And that's when I started breaking out in a fungus rash. And I was like, you just sexually transmitted fungus.
Wait,
to
wait,
me.
What's this guy? Give me a code name.
Dance.
Oh, okay. Wait, the guy I fucked had back acne too.
It's a fungal infection.
Can back acne be transferred during sex?
Yes, it's a fungal infection.
Was I back to back with him?
No, it's just like if I had fucking ringworm on my leg and I had sex with you, you would definitely have ringworm.
Yeah. He slept in my bed.
Yeah, did you wash your sheets right after that?
No, I was sick for a week and died in my sheets. Disgusting.
Please tell me you washed your sheets since
then. Oh, I have. I have. But when I was sick for a week, I didn't wash my sheets.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
We didn't have Olga for 2 weeks.
She's such a sweet lady.
And I waited to change my sheets.
Really?
Usually it's every week.
I change my sheets every week.
Yeah.
That's like a litmus test for dudes to see how clean they are. How often do you change your sheets?
I'm going to be like, yo, change your sheets before I get there. I shouldn't have to ask. I'm 30 years old right now. There's no way that I should be sleeping in a bed that doesn't have new sheets. We're adults here. And I'm not the adult, but they need to be.
They need to bring the condom and change their sheets.
Yeah.
These are prerequisites for having sex.
And wash your dick.
Yeah.
And send me $300.
We're not fucking for free anymore.
No, no. What are we fucking for?
Love. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's usually not why people fuck.
No, that's not why I've been fucking. I've been fucking for pure unadulterated lust.
Well, you've never had a hoe phase, so...
Here it is. The past year.
You be hoeing.
She be hoeing.
I think hoe phases are essential. We've talked about it on the podcast. I got on Hinge. And it's just so hard for me to be a hoe. So you know what I'm doing? I'm going back through the people I've already fucked.
Yeah. I'm sliding back.
Except my slide backs, they all live in different states. So it doesn't help me. I can't have consistent sex ever. It's like just God doesn't want me to get laid. And I'm not operating well. My money's down. My mental health is down.
I do so much better when I'm having consistent sex.
So much better. I literally feel like it's like it fuels me.
And it's not the same orgasming by yourself.
No,
it's
not. No. I orgasm like this now.
I'm dead face.
And then I'm done and I'm like, well, there it is.
Sometimes I don't even let myself come. I'm like, you don't deserve it. Get out there and start dating.
I wonder if when I'm coming and I'm thinking about like a group of men just being like, you stupid slut, and they all fuck me at the same time. I wonder if I'm manifesting men just thinking I'm like a usable fuck toy instead of me like thinking about like a man loving me and holding me and being like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I would die for you. I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about being degraded.
But while I'm masturbating, I'm thinking about two gay men having sex with each other. So what am I manifesting?
Yeah, you're going to die alone. You're going to have your cats. And
that's it.
Yeah. No, you won't die alone. I feel like you'll get married before I get married.
I don't think so. If I do, it'll be a mistake.
Bro, I like think about like getting married. And I'm like, that sounds so far away and non-existent. Like, it doesn't seem.
I don't see it happening anytime soon for me.
I'm not aligned with the thought of marriage, I don't think. I love it.
I literally was like, yeah, I'm trying to find my husband. And then the next night I sleep with some guy who's not interested in dating me. So.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Well, I'm 80 something days. I'm almost 90 days celibate, but I'm going to LA and I need to stay at a man's house. So I will be having sex with him and he puts it down, but he doesn't respect me. Even though he's like, you know, I respect you, right? And I'm like, what bullshit?
You're
spewing lies.
I like that I can go to LA and I can stay at a man's house and he's not going to fuck me.
All right, rub it in my face, Emily. Fucking almighty goddess. Well,
you could stay
here
with him too. Or you could get laid.
Who are you talking about? Jay?
Yeah. He's not going to fuck me.
Nobody's going to try.
Well, he can try.
There's no way I can stay for like 6 days at a man's house who I've already slept with and be like, No.
Also,
I'm deprived, so I'm just like, yeah, it's fine if you don't want to date me. I'm at the point where I don't want to date you either. Let's just have really good sex, because that's something we can do.
That's where I'm at. Like, I just want to have sex that's consistent. The last guy I fucked lives in Florida. So I'm like, stop being a pussy. I don't want to date you. Just come fuck me, like, a couple times a week.
That's, like, too much for people.
Once a week.
Once a month.
No. If I'm fucking you once a month, I don't want to be fucking you. Yeah.
And they always hit me up during my period. And I'm like, it's like, you know. And so then it's just like, I'm not in the mood. Especially if I don't like you. If I'm going to go through the, like, the act of having period sex, I need to like you.
Oh.
Emily is just like,
whoa. I'll do it with anyone. Period sex? I love period sex. I feel like my vagina just,
like, smells like period. And then I'm like, ugh.
It doesn't smell as good, no. I've been having drunk sex. That's actually the only sex I've been having. So I almost threw up on this dude's dick the other day.
Oh, I've been there.
And I was literally slobbering everywhere. I felt like a fucking mastiff. It was disgusting. He was like, that was so hot. I'm like, there's a puddle underneath your ass.
Oh, that's
all of my spit.
There's not a puddle under their balls. You're not sucking dick right.
Well, I'm sucking dick right.
Amen, brother. So am I.
I should call him.
Yeah.
I'll call him at 4 a.m.
You're toxic.
I'm not toxic. Well, yeah. But just
you did call him at 5. He came over at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then you just blew him.
Yeah, just sucked his dick for 2 hours.
You know what? That's true. Because when we were in another town.
Yeah.
I left the strip club at 3:30.
Yeah.
And then sucked dick for an hour. I didn't even get late because I had my period. And I was like, no, you're not getting this.
Yeah, he kept being like, we should go fuck. I was like, no, I'm just going to keep sucking your dick till you come.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need that soul tie.
But I want it.
Stay with me forever.
No, I wouldn't want to stay with this guy forever.
I got stood up today on a date.
That happened to me a month ago. I was so pissed.
He literally texted yesterday, last night, was like, should I make a reservation? And I go, because he's like, I don't know what spot do you want to go to? And I picked the spot because I wanted oysters. And I was like, yeah, to be safe. And then I just never heard back. And then I was like, oh, maybe he'll text me today because he was out. Like, I've been busy. Nothing. So RIP to that one.
So we're recording a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we are recording a podcast. Fuck you, Jake.
No J names allowed, I think. I think J names need to be done.
Yeah, Annie had jewelry on. It was too much.
Oh, so you wouldn't fuck a Cuban?
Oh, no, he's like a white boy. This was like just like a very hot, swaggy, kind of looks a little bit like a dick.
I love those. I love the ones who look like a dick.
But he was cute. And then the other one I matched that I thought was super cute and we vibed a little bit was like, I'm friends with so-and-so. And I was like, oh, I had sex with him. So we should have sex, because fuck that dude.
I haven't had sex with somebody who's like hot in a really long time. And I did recently and I was like, oh, wow, this is nice.
Oh, because he's like muscular, you mean?
Yeah.
Like in fit?
Yeah.
Wait, the other one's not?
No.
Little Boogie Woogie isn't?
Baby Bash?
What's his nickname?
Amber.
Well, that's a stupid one.
You came up with it.
Little Boogie Woogie.
Boogie Woogie. Yeah, Baby Bash is like, I'm attracted to him. But like, what should this new dude's nickname be?
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful?
Old just Faithful. Around the river bend.
Old Faithful's hot.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah. He's a nice body.
I haven't seen it.
I feel like he was naked when he walked around the house, or like his shirt was
no that open. Was the other one.
Oh, Damn.
we're just killing it. 18 minutes about all the dudes Emily's had sex with and all the ones I'm trying to.
That's what they want to hear about.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can we talk about Miss Peaches?
Miss Peaches.
The Miss Peaches effect has taken over the internet. They just raised 200. They raved about this fucking pit bull. Barstool Sports raised over $277,000 for an animal hospital in Atlanta
because of Miss Peaches.
Dave Portnoy, my dad.
Yeah. Our future boss.
We love you, Dave.
One day. But yeah, I just like, it's so funny because he's such like a hard ass. Like, you know, I love like a Boston man that just like says it like it is. And they're like, what the fuck is up with this? But then he turns around and he's like, Miss Peaches. And every voice is just that high pitched cute voice.
Yeah. Have you seen the videos of her like destroying his wallet and his hat? And he's like, Miss Peaches, did you do this? And she's like, and he's like, Miss Peaches, I love you.
She just loves love. She's a sweet gal.
I want to meet her.
Yeah, I feel like she's brought in so many views.
She is single-handedly changing the game.
Yeah, Miss Peaches is the new hottest TikTok influencer, I think.
I agree. She has her own page. I think it was at like 300,000 when I last checked.
Oh, she has her own page now?
She has her own page where she's just a good girl all the time.
Oh,
she's so
cute.
So
you relate to her?
I subscribed to the Patreon and the OnlyHams. No, but there's something about a dog dad that just melts my heart. Like there's a hot British guy in Spain who goes, Nala, you want to go wee wees and snappies? And she goes, and she like snaps at him, and it's so weird, but I love it. Have you seen him?
I think you're just like ready to have a child. Any man that's like in any sort of like power role, like a provider role, it's just hot.
It's so hot.
And then I'm like, I need you to take care of me.
Do you think I should stop telling men that I'm interested in that I want kids? No.
Yes. Yeah, no, I know. No, just tell them.
Because it scares away the wrong ones.
That's why I put a picture of me holding a baby on my Hinge profile, and I didn't clarify that it's not my kid.
Surprise. <Yeah. laughs> They come in, they're like, where's your kid? And you're just holding Harley, like rocking back and forth.
Hi.
Hi.
Miss Lucy. Oh, Miss Harley, you knew we were talking about you?
Hi. Yeah.
Come over here.
She walks like a submarine.
She's a thick girl. Come on, Miss Harley.
That's a big girl.
Come on.
Yeah. Miss Harley, did you shit in the sink today?
No, but she has spiky hair because she was in the bathtub.
She's a good girl.
Miss Harley, you want to say hi to the crowd? Come say hi. What do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah. What do you got to say, Harley? Can you say something to the people? Good girl? She's so cute.
Any final words?
Bear's silent unless you're pissing him off.
Oh, I did bring some topics. Suck my dick, suck my dick. Collections. Oh, so I'm seeing all over the internet that they think that being ugly is going to be fashionable. Like, not having any fillers. There's the Instagram face. Everyone looks the same. Mm-hmm. Reality TV shows, all of the women look the same.
Yeah.
But if you look back 10, 15, 20 years ago, all of those women have like unique features.
We talked about this on the podcast last week.
We did?
Yeah. I brought it up. The Bachelor, how everyone looks the same.
Oh.
But keep going. Was that the whole topic?
Being ugly is fashionable.
Have you seen those people that are like just layers on layers on layers on layers? I feel like being not fashionable is what's in right now.
Yeah.
Like having something that sets you apart from other people.
It's like, oh, you're just like another person who like everything's curated. Fuck you. I think the whole world's going to shit. So the more perfect you look, like people are resenting it.
But then people are obsessed with Nara Smith. Do you know who she is?
No.
She's like a trad wife and she fucking her kids. She's like, my kids asked for a grilled cheese today. The bitch made cheese. I'm like, if your children are hungry, they're not waiting 2 hours for you to make cheese and bread. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, who's doing that?
It's so weird.
But I'm seeing like trad wives, which is traditional wives, guys, like housewives, stay at home mom, that all of our grandmas try to warn us and they're like, life is miserable and I didn't pursue anything I wanted to pursue. Or you're a trad wife, you cook, you clean, you suck dick, like all the things that we want to do and you're taken care of. And then when you're old and you're no longer young and beautiful, your husband leaves you for a 25-year-old and you're stuck with no college education or no savings. Like, I'm talking traditional wives where you have the same bank account.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing that's separate.
Because these traditional wives on TikTok are not traditional wives. They are a caricature of a traditional wife. Because a real traditional wife wouldn't have the time to create that content and curate their feed. And they wouldn't be making money off brand deals because they wouldn't be working. So, like, it's all fake what you're seeing online. And it's making these girls want to do that. But a lot of these women were rich. Like, there's a specific trad wife. They're cosplaying.
They're cosplaying, like, the 1950s without any of the societal shit.
There's, like, a ballerina farm woman on TikTok. And everyone loved her. And then people started, like, looking at her kitchen and realizing her stove costs, like, $40,000. And, like, started looking into her life. Turns out her father owns Boeing. So, of course, she can be a trad wife because she has a fucking trust fund to fall back on.
Yeah.
Like, those aren't real women living real lives.
Yeah, those are AI bots. Fuck them.
Fuck them all. Also, they name their kids the stupidest shit. Like, Rumble Honey, Slim Easy.
These are real names?
These are real names for real children.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
Rumble Honey.
Rumble Honey and Slim Easy.
Who's naming their children this?
Nara Smith.
Who is that? What does she do?
She's literally a trad wife. Like, she's a former model. Her husband's a huge model, Lucky Blue Smith.
That's his name, Lucky Blue Smith. That's why they have fucking weird ass kid names.
But that probably wasn't his real name because he was a Mormon. There's no way a Mormon would name their kid Lucky Blue.
That's exactly what a Mormon would name their child.
I grew up with Mormons.
This one's Lucky Blue.
Lucky Blue, Rumble Honey.
Rumble Honey and Slim Jim Sally.
Slim Jim Sally.
Like, okay. What is a funny name that you would name a kid that isn't like a name? Like, it's a regular item. This is my son, Cup.
I was thinking microwave. Microwave Wade.
Microwave Wade.
Cup Simmons.
Yo, Mikey.
Oh.
She was short for Michael? No, microwave.
Oh, God. These fucking influencers these days.
Oh, man. Okay. I think Dorito. That'd be a cute name.
As a name?
Yeah, Dorito. You call him Dory.
That's cute, actually.
Dory, like the movie? No, like the bag of chips.
The blue one, specifically.
Orbit.
Tripod.
No.
Try. Give me a try.
But tripod?
Tripod.
Tripod Wade.
Tripod Wade.
What about
Sony A7 Mark III?
Cannon power shot. this is my son Bazooka.
Oh, I can't stop looking at that photo of my godfather.
It's such a handsome photo.
Shout out to a real one.
Yeah,
I wish I had more family members. Not so like I could.
Wish I had more family too.
Good girl. But I don't Ms. wish. Harley. I don't wish I had family to get more love. I wish I had family. So
we're back on that.
Yeah. So I could go in and like decorate my house with what they have. Because old people have cool shit.
you like old people houses?
No, my godfather has like signed Michael B. Jordan posters that are framed though.
Yeah, because think the value of a dollar went so far. You could actually get cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like when you look back at like vintage houses or the things that they had, refrigerators used to be cool. They used to be able to swing things out of the refrigerator for easy access. They've dumbed everything down and made it more expensive with shittier quality.
Yeah.
Doors aren't even full wood. That's why you can punch a hole through them.
And we have too many white men. No. I don't know why they don't make refrigerators that last longer than 8 years anymore. They just want more money from us.
But they don't make anything that lasts because they want you to have to buy it again. Whereas back in the day, things were made to last. You could have a vacuum cleaner that lasted you your entire lifetime.
Yeah. I think in England, they recently passed it, or was it Mass, like a right to repair law, where if you're not able to repair it yourself, the company's not able to sell it within that jurisdiction. Like, you should be able to fix your refrigerator yourself, take it to a repair salesman. You shouldn't have to go through the factory to get what you need, and they have a monopoly on the parts and repairs.
Oh.
Yeah. Like Volkswagen does that, so they make more money. You aren't allowed to repair Volkswagens unless you buy a license from them to repair. And you have to use specific tools that aren't used on any other cars.
Yeah, that's so annoying. That's why I feel like that's just like who buys a Volkswagen?
I wanted one.
Why? Like a buggy?
No, a rabbit. They're like racing cars. They're fun.
You and your little cars.
I love little cars.
It's either like a little car or a big truck.
Yeah. No in between. Have you heard of Laika, the first dog to go into space?
No. Space isn't real.
The Russians sent her up into space knowing that she would die. And then she died as she was in space all alone on a rocket ship.
That's so sad.
She was a little Jack Russell Terrier.
Stop. Why would they... Why did they send her there?
Because they wanted to see if humans would survive, and she didn't survive. And I cried when I saw that. Knowing that the dog would not survive her mission into space, one of the scientists took Laika home to play with his children in the days before launch. Another scientist recalls crying and asking for forgiveness as she kissed her nose in farewell before the hatches were closed on the rocket.
That is animal cruelty. Who allowed that?
She was so cute. Oh, Laika, that breaks my heart.
That's heartbreaking.
That's what
they're
I thought.
Jimmy, you want to go? No, but we could send my dog. And they're like, yeah. Second best. It's crazy how life is changing and then not changing.
In what ways?
I'm definitely not at the spot that I thought I would be. But I'm in a better spot than before in some ways, but a worse spot than others. Or is that just my perception of it?
No, I think we all feel that way. Like, we're not where we want to be. The comparison is the thief of joy. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, but if I compare myself to 2020, Jamie, I'm way better off. I just think... It's so hard to stay positive. You know, like when you're like going through it, I remember when someone would be like, you can do whatever you want. And it's just the story you're telling yourself. And I was like, fuck you. Your positivity is fake and stupid. And you don't know what's going on in my life. And you don't know real struggle. Cause if you did, you also wouldn't have this mindset. I worked so hard to get out of that, but it's still there.
The voices.
Yeah, they're still there. And they're still like, fuck you. But it's now, instead of it like being somebody else I'm having that conversation with, it's myself.
I'm just arguing with myself, trying to stay positive. It's kind of working. I don't know what I'm going to do when my cat dies.
I've thought about it. And I don't want to.
I don't want to exist after that.
No, every day I have... Like, I have intense dreams, like, that are war dreams or daydreams that are just like crazy scenarios. Kind of like when I used to watch Final Destination growing up, anything I did that was like normal day-to-day life, I would picture the most insane way I was gonna die. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, this is gonna come off and like stab me right in my neck.
Or, I still like, do that.
I'm gonna get burnt alive in this tanning bed or whatever it is. But I do that now with like fucked up scenarios to this day. So I thought about like the world ending. I thought about the world ending and what would happen if aliens came in and a bomb. So think about it. If we got EMP'd, we're right in the line of where all of the planes come.
I was thinking that.
So any of those planes going down, every single one of these buildings is getting wiped out. And we're at the top.
Well, we'd be so fucked.
So, yeah, we'd be fucked. Like, and then I thought about it, and I'm like, so I imagined and I pictured a plane crashing through my window or, like, the building next to us and all the glass breaking and what I would do with the cats. And would I just have to run?
We would have to run.
But I feel like I'd be dumb enough to be like, no, we can fit them in a backpack.
I just know our cats and they would be such idiots. Like they would.
So we leave them?
We would have to.
But what if it was a kid? What if it's a baby? That baby's an idiot too. It can't help itself.
He's gotta go. No. I would save my child, but my cat might have to die.
But I view them as my children.
I do too, but I tried to save them during a fire drill once and I could have died.
You did.
They were all hiding. I like think a idiots. Fire
drill would be different than
insane. A plane crashing through our building.
But why am I imagining shit like that?
No, I do that. I think that's anxiety.
The thoughts of impending doom.
That's a symptom of a heart attack in women.
Oh, yeah. It's also a symptom of bipolar disorder and BPD and OCD and all the mental things that I probably have.
So it's probably not a heart attack.
No. No, I think the severe anxiety will cause that eventually. Because I constantly have those mini stroke panic attacks.
I used to get really bad chest pain, like where I couldn't move and I thought I was dying. I don't know what that is.
I'd get that in my throat. So instead of it being like tightness here, it's just tightness right here. Like, it feels like someone's choking my, like, throat.
I always get it on my chest with anxiety.
Maybe that's your heart chakra.
Yeah. I need to meditate.
That's opening up to love. I think mine is, like, speaking my truth. I literally feel like a real-life Ariel. And, like, Ursula is my mother who's trying to keep me quiet.
She is.
She's like, don't you talk about the abuse. I'll take your voice away with some magical shit.
I wonder what my mom thinks, because I haven't heard from her in years. Like, does she know anything about me?
You should just text her your OnlyFans. Say, nice job. Like, you reverse Uno your family, and you send them pictures of yourself. You guys did so fucking good.
I should gaslight my mother.
Yeah.
Great fucking job, Andrea.
Do it like with magazine printouts of like letters so she doesn't know who did it.
Like what happened with my sister?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know who did that.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Who sent letters of my butt to my father and sister? Maybe it was my mom.
So you have to get her back.
I'm going to get that bitch back.
Except this time, spread them.
I'm going to send a video of me masturbating.
Oh.
I'm going to call her name out.
That's time for therapy. Let's book an appointment.
I should probably, but who can afford therapy nowadays?
I could not afford therapy.
But yeah.
I'm like, I feel like therapy is a scam now too. Sometimes I'm like, I'm in the therapist's office or talking to a therapist and I'm like, you're dumber than me.
I can't.
And then they'd be like, that's grandiose thoughts of self. And I'm just like, no, you're just because you're in a position of power and you spent your whole life studying for it doesn't mean you're good, because there's bias based on your experiences and who you are and your beliefs.
There's also not a lot of good therapists.
No.
But once you find a good one, they're amazing.
Yeah. It's like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. I miss her.
My therapist is God.
Your therapist. That's between you and God, dog.
Yeah. I'm just like, I surrender to what do I got to do? And then like a numbers pop up and I'm like, that makes sense. I'm like, that's what I got to do. That's not go to somebody. Psychosis. Just going to pray it out.
Oh,
just going to pray it out.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah. Recently, I've been wondering a lot, like, about not about who I'm going to marry, but about who my friends are going to marry.
Who? Oh, you've been thinking about me?
Yeah, you. And like, I just want to see who my friends end up with.
Who do you think I'm going to end up with?
I don't know. I can't picture anyone for any of my friends. I'm just curious.
Well, she's like, I see nothing in your future.
Maybe it's because my eyes were closed.
I know. I can't picture things when I close my eyes. No. Like if you said, picture a red apple does not show up.
I have to think about what a red apple would look like.
I can think about what it looks like and imagine what it looks like, but there's no picture associated with it. I just know what it looks like.
And I don't have captions in my head. But I know I'm thinking things. Like, I can think to myself, but it's not like there's words on a screen for me.
Do people get that?
I think some people can, like, see their thoughts. Right?
I feel like, I don't know. You know when, like, there's, like, a spider nest of daddy long legs, and then somebody, like, scatters them and then they go crazy all over the place. That's like what my brain feels like.
You know those cartoons of tumbleweeds?
Yeah.
That's what my brain feels like.
Just empty and hollow.
Yeah. It's just an empty hallway, like desert, and then there's just a bunch of tumbleweeds going everywhere.
Interesting.
And then randomly a coyote.
There's like something, it's like a whale there, and you're like, how did you get here? Lucy wants the love tonight.
Who's above me?
You got the love.
No, I'm trying to.
That's what you get. That's your mother. She's like, no, it's not. Are you her mother?
Bitch, I'm a mother. If cats sleep at the head of, like, by your head, that means that you protect them. But if they sleep by your feet, they protect you.
I think so. They all sleep by my feet.
She protects me.
Bear's been sleeping by my head, though. I've been waking up to him, like, completely next to me.
Oh.
Bear will, lay on his back with his legs open like this. And I'll just look over and he'll be like, I'm like, what the fuck?
He lays like he pays rent.
Yeah.
For the whole place.
Yeah.
Like, he covers both of us.
Yeah. If only that were true.
We need to create cat influencers. They need to be cat influencers so they're making money.
Yeah, so that we're not having to be on camera all the time.
But then are we going to turn into like those parents who put their kids on camera?
Yep.
I saw a thing. Okay, have you seen
that? Is exploitation that bad? It keeps the economy going.
It does. Have you seen that mom who does ice plunges with her kids?
No.
There's a mom on TikTok who does ice plunges with her kids. And the difference in the saves on her video when she's doing it alone versus when her kids are in swimsuits doing it with her is in the tens of thousands.
That's disgusting.
So she's like exploiting her kids knowing that creepy men are watching it for her children. And she continues to do that.
Yeah, that's creepy. And weird.
I like don't trust anyone who puts their kids on the internet.
There is sometimes it's like harmless though. Like, you know who I really loved who would always put a kid on their page? It was like this guy and his like niece. And he would always have her like she would spill things.
Oh my God, the dude who had a mental breakdown?
Is that what happened, right?
Yeah.
Something happened to him. What happened to him?
He and his wife had a miscarriage and then she divorced him and he had like a manic episode and went missing for like a week.
Jesus
Christ. And then came back, was in the mental hospital for like a month and seems to be doing much better. Like he's getting a job, he's working, he's making content, but like he went through it for a while.
And all of his content was kid related.
Yeah, he seemed really sweet though.
Yeah.
Yeet baby.
What?
She was called Yeet Baby because he would go say yeet and she'd be like, yeet. Do you remember that?
No.
That was like one of their things besides the cleaning up the messes.
Wait, really?
Yeah, look up Yeet Baby.
Yeet.
I think Uncle Chris.
I just flipped the switch. Flip, flip. I don't know what nobody else.
He's really in there.
Twinkle. What are you saying? Twinkle.
He's hot.
He's really cute.
No.
Here, this is Chris and...
I can see the mental anguish in his face now, though.
His eyes are sad.
Yeah.
He just needs to be fixed.
Ron. Emily, stay away.
I know.
Stay away from the sad men.
I don't think I fix men. No, I think I destroy them.
I think I just pass them on to the next one.
I feel like every guy I've gotten with recently has then, I'm good luck, Chuck. Has found somebody to be with.
Yeah.
Sometimes they meet the girl while they're with me.
That's usually how it happens.
No, one of the guys, remember? I was like, he definitely met her while he was out with us that night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came up to me the other night and was like, just so you know, I'm not a piece of shit. And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, like, we met that night, but, like, we didn't talk for, like, 2 months after, like, you and I, like, split up. And I was like, but you got her number that night when we were out together. So don't try to pretend. The fact that you're coming up to me means you know you did something wrong.
Yeah.
So don't play me. I'm not fucking stupid.
Yeah. Him even acknowledging it's like worse.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Oh my God. You know what bothered? You know what I like? Do you ever have like pet peeves when you see something and it makes your brain go? Like kind of like those, remember those planners that you could scratch?
I loved those.
Ah! No, it like it kills me. If you wanted to torture me, put me in a padded cell and it's that everywhere. I literally think it would break me. I think that's the only thing that could break me is the sound of nails on a planner. But what also gives me that feeling is watching guys who go to the barber and then they paint the black along their
hairline.
It's so bad. It looks horrible. I prefer your natural hairline.
I agree. I hate... Wait, I had something. I feel like the high is hitting me later. It's a delayed high.
I do feel like a little like shroomy.
I was on shrooms yesterday and I was tripping. And then I took Benadryl and I was tripping so hard. And everything was moving and I didn't know where I was. And some guy was mean to me and I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Tripping on Benadryl is fun.
Isn't that robo tripping?
What?
Isn't that robo tripping?
Was robo tripping.
Like, you mix Benadryl with Robitussin?
That sounds like our Monday evening tonight. I know what we're doing. I just like think about it and I'm like, is reality so bad that I just have to be like on something like yes. Shrooms or high on weed? I'm not talking about hard drugs. I feel like I have to like say that because people think I do hard drugs.
No, like nicotine, weed.
Nicotine, weed, shrooms. Drinking, microdosing shrooms.
Yeah. I do think reality is that bad.
Like, and I don't do it a lot, but I'll smoke a little bit throughout the day that just keeps me in this constant state of being high. And I'm like, I'll like start to be sober and be clear headed. And like, it's just like, I'll just like look at the bong and I'm like, yeah, that would make this better. And I'm like, yo, it hasn't even been 10 minutes of you being in the world.
I haven't been smoking a lot lately.
You haven't. But I also haven't been drinking as much. I'm drinking like a couple drinks when I go out, if I do go out, but that's like here and there.
Yeah, I've been a lightweight recently and I like it again.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
But I also know my limits now.
But I'm just getting pushed to the point where I'm like, I need to go cold turkey everything. I think when I go to LA, I'm going to, because I'm going to be with somebody who's sober. So
That'll be good.
Yeah. I'll probably drink with my family.
Yeah.
We're going to go line dancing.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. But I don't know. The last time I drank at that family's house, I got so fucked up at a high school party while I was in college. I went to a party with my cousin or whatever, and I got wicked fucked up and like threw up everywhere all over myself. The high schoolers had to drive me in my car, in my nana's car, hold me up. And that's how my aunt answered the door. I woke up naked on her couch because she had to bathe me.
She just left you naked?
She left me in a towel.
All right.
On the couch. And that was the most hungover and most guilt and like shame and low I've ever felt. And I was like, I'm never going to do this again, auntie. I'm never going to do it again.
Joke's on us.
Yeah.
When I peed myself while throwing up, I was like, I'm never going to do this again.
Oh, yeah. Peeing yourself when you throw up is a humbling experience. And I just cry even harder because I start throwing up and then I'm like, I can't control it.
And then I'm peeing harder because I'm crying and throwing up.
Yeah. It's like when you're coughing and just like forcing it out.
Yeah. And then I do it again.
Oh, for sure. I've done that a couple times.
I've done it like 3 times, I feel like.
Yeah.
In the past 3 years.
I haven't done it recently. I think when I was in my party phase and like when I first met you, because I was getting fucked up a lot and I was doing cocaine. And like, so you drink more because the cocaine, you can't tell how drunk you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I did it like twice in college.
I did it yesterday.
I cough and I pee myself and I haven't even had kids yet.
It's going to be so bad when I have kids.
No, I'm getting a C-section. I'm not ruining my vagina.
Don't you still cough when you pee? Pee when you cough? Even if you had a C-section?
Not if you keep your Kegels up.
Oh.
Shout out Brittany Brave.
Shout out Brittany Brave.
Kegel queen.
I do think of her when I think of Kegels.
Anytime I Kegel, I'm like, that one's for Brittany.
Whenever I see Kegel memes, I send them to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about like espresso martinis.
Espresso martinis, yeah. Or dirty martinis.
Yeah. Oh, is that what I'm thinking? Yeah. Any dirty martini, like the olives.
When I think of espresso martinis, I think of your old friend, D.
Oh. Gross.
Although one of the girls yesterday on the boat was freaking me out because she looked like
her
V, and it was freaking me out every time I looked at her, and I was like, I don't feel safe here.
You're like, this is Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, no, it was freaky. I'll show you her after. It was so weird. I don't like when people look similar to people I used to know.
Me either. It freaks me out. And I've been seeing my ex, Mr. Robotongue, in so many dudes. Like his eyes, his lips, his mannerisms. And it's like, and I'll like see a guy and I'm like, oh, he's hot. And then I'm like, no, that literally reminds me of my ex too much. And it's just him. Him, I guess. I see like doppelgangers of everyone recently. And I'm like, why is the universe like, just leave me alone.
I don't know what it means.
Me either.
Because that comic guy reminded me of my ex and that freaked me out. But I also was like, oh, I feel safe around you. Why?
Why? We should not feel safe. That's actually a harmful situation.
Yeah, and I need to go.
That's why you feel safe, because you're used to chaos. We've discussed.
Multiple times.
Yeah. We're working on it. We're still working on it, guys. We're
still.
I hate people.
I'm lucky in that my friends, like growing up, have remained good friends.
Yeah.
I have like Izzy and I have like Lexi and my two college friends.
I have Rick and Chrissy and you and the voices in my head.
They've been with me for a long time.
They've been with me a long time. Honestly, my sleep paralysis demon, like, we're on good terms now. We're on decent terms.
Now he's just keeping you asleep, so he's helping you out.
Yeah. He's like, shut up, bitch. And I'm like, oh, finally, good night's sleep. A man who can
control me.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh.
It would be, yeah,
That's funny.
I always think like, I'm like, if there was like a demon, like that was like assigned to me, you know what I mean? And then they end up like legging me, like think of like Venom, like how like the back and forth is funny. And I picture like that's the interaction I would have with like my dark side.
I think my demon would start liking me.
Me too.
Like he would love me and want to take care of me. Like the men in my DMs who literally just responded to my story and goes, you elicit such sympathy from me. I just want to cook a meal for you. But like there are, I scroll up and it's messages of him going like, big boobs, big, big boobs, nice tits. I want to suck you and fuck you. Like, and then he's like, I want to cook you a nice meal after like years of that.
Yeah, he's like, I've seen you cry enough on your story. I don't even want to fuck you anymore. I hope you don't kill yourself tonight.
I just want to take care of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever I can do to keep you here. So I can look at your big boobs, nice boobs, big chest.
Do you think they would think my... Bro.
What?
The guy who wants to oink for me won't stop calling me on Telegram.
You still talk to him?
I did like a week ago. I'd been ignoring him for months. And then he was like, Goddess, I want to send you $200. And I was like, okay. So he sent me $200 and then I ignored him for a day. And he was like, I just came four times because you kept rejecting my calls. I was like, all right, nice. I didn't even have to do anything. I just had to ignore you, bro.
He came four times because you rejected his calls.
Yeah.
And he wants to oink for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard him oink?
I have. He has a good oink. He wants to come on the podcast and oink.
Oh, and like be humiliated.
Yeah, he wants us to humiliate him on the podcast and make clips about it.
He's gonna come to the clip of us talking about this.
Exactly.
This is enough humiliation. He doesn't even deserve to come on the podcast to be humiliated.
No,
that's gonna be expensive.
What pay value up. Do you
drain
provide?
Your fucking bank account, you fucking beta ass bitch loser.
Oh shit,
pay me, shut the fuck up and keep paying me, and then I'll decide if you can come on.
Oh, remember when you like said you couldn't be dominant and like angry at men, and now, well, my little baby's growing up. The anger is fueling
so
her.
Much, Emily. I've been there so goddamn much and I'm fucking tired. Fuck that beta ass, cuck ass, bitch ass, pussy ass, bitch.
Oink, oink. That's what he sounds like. And then I go, bark, bitch. And he goes, arf, arf. He does go, that's such a pussy ass bark, bro.
He does do the little arf arf. He doesn't even go rough.
Right?
How do we have more aggressive
be
alpha fucking barks than you?
We were raised.
I've seen him in lingerie.
I think so too.
I wonder what our neighbors think when we are podcasting.
Can they hear us?
Yes.
Because I can hear us at the elevator.
You can hear every word we say in this living room.
What up, beta bitches?
That's why when y'all are yelling crazy shit, I'm like,
well, these are my friends. I don't know. This season's been weird.
I feel like we're in that weird transition period. You guys are all like along the ride for us. I'm even like thinking about like the podcast. I'm like, we could talk about current events. We could try to be funny. We do the mental health thing. I just like never know what direction it is. We need more direction, guys. Like we need you guys to DM us and talk to us.
About what you like.
Yeah, because like Emily and I are each other's only friends. We have four cats and it's lonely over here. And it's like kind of like when you're talking to a man and you're like, this is how I feel about you. And he like doesn't say anything. Like that's how sometimes this podcast feels. And I'm like, what do you think? What are you thinking right now? Like, do you
about me?
Do you love me? No, to the audience.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're trying to like tell a man like you're high.
Yeah.
When you
keep going,
when you tell a man like you're interested in them or like you're having the conversation and you're like waiting to hear like, so what do you think about me? And
yeah.
They're just kind of like, yeah, cool. And you're like, what do you think? What are you thinking right now? What's on your mind? That's how I feel about the audience.
You know what's cool though? I have started getting some people from the podcast like who consistently show up on my Instagram lives and they always compliment the pod. And they're like, I love it. So shout out Amber and Neve. And it's girls, which I love.
We are getting more of like a, I don't know, a well-rounded audience, I guess.
People are supportive, like on comedy clips or like personality clips. Like it feels like they're more my people.
I just felt like my mother.
Fuck these fucking kids.
Yeah, these fucking kids.
Listen, I'll tell you one thing. No one's gonna love you as much as I fucking love you.
And I'll tell you one thing. If I could tell you one, I could tell you two.
I only asked for one.
But I got two, so it is.
That's what my mom would always say. No one's gonna fucking love you like I love you. But I'm not your fucking friend. We're not fucking friends, Jamie Lee. You know shit. No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, you don't know shit about Baby Bash.
I know a little thing. I know a little something.
I don't know shit about Baby Bash.
Do you ever think that we are, like, we are what our parents could have been? And that's why they hate us.
It's jealousy. They have resentment that they don't get the opportunities that we have because of the way they were raised.
But here's the thing. We created our opportunities. We pulled those out of our ass and we didn't make excuses for what we went through.
You know what I think? I think, honestly, our parents' generation got the physical abuse, but I don't know if... Did they get the mental enough to break them out of that, of the cycle of abuse? No, I think they needed one more generation of pure psychological torment on us before we were able to break those cycles. I don't think they were hurt enough.
No, children of the Civil War probably would disagree, but
are those our parents?
They're parents of that generation.
Bro, they lived in the Civil War.
Wait, how long ago was the Civil War? No, it was like 60 years ago.
No, the Civil War was 1864.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Are you talking about the Civil Rights Movement?
When was Abraham Lincoln?
1864. The Emancipation Proclamation of 1863, right? When was the Civil War?
Why do you know these dates? So I'm talking about the Civil Rights Movement? Those are different?
Yeah. April 12th, 1861.
Wait, when's the Civil Rights Movement?
Yeah, the 60s. Wait, the 60s were 60 years ago.
That's crazy. That actually doesn't seem like that long ago.
No.
Like 60 years isn't that much.
Oh my God, are kids going to start calling it the 1900s? We were born in the 1900s.
Wait, my brother wasn't born in the 1900s. That's kind of crazy.
Isn't that wild?
We're born in different centuries.
Yeah. Think about that.
That's wild. I also think, too, like, you know when you're growing up and you look at the older generation and you're like, fuck these stupid-ass boomers who don't know shit and they don't want to change and they don't get with the times. You don't know how a computer works, Grandma? You're an idiot. Grow up.
Instead, it's going to be like, you don't know how to work your brain chip? Get with the fucking program,
Nana. I literally
thought
about how they're showing, like, Lady Gaga and all these people are having concerts and showing their music videos in Roblox. And I'm, like, so far removed. I used to think, I'm going to stay up with technology, even as an adult. It's going to be so easy the way my brain works. And now I'm an adult.
No.
And I'm like, fuck this stupid technology. You guys didn't run outside and play.
We are
our
parents.
You're addicted to your phones. We had landlines. Oh my God. I can
hear
you
now.
We are. It's the exact same shit.
And I'm only in our 20s.
I'm going to be that angry old lady that's like not willing to like.
I already am that angry old lady.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck this ticky-tocky app. I don't want to have to fucking.
These kids are fucking addicted to their phones these days on the minesweepers and the roadblocks.
Like, I can't. I can't at all.
If you think about it in the future. Instead of watching the Super Bowl on like a huge flat screen TV, it's all going to be projected into our minds.
Like we're all going to be in rooms like this, be like, let's watch TV. And everyone goes, okay. And we go.
That's going to be us. Crowds of people.
Well, so that's what they're doing.
That's how
now.
They control us.
They were was it Coco Moco maybe? Or so? I think it was Coco Moco. She was talking about how she thinks the future of the music industry is going to be on virtual reality. You're gonna put your headset on and instead of going to a live concert, live music will be dead. Everyone will put their Apple Vision Pro on or their headset and then they'll go to the concert as their avatar. Ready Player One just got added to Netflix again. Ready Player One is literally the Oculus headset. Now this they're making rings. They're starting to make your body attached to it. So you have sensors.
You know what? I really wish instead of the World Trade Center being hit, they had taken out all AI scientists.
Bro, people have been saying AI is the bane of our existence. AI is what created us. I don't even think humans... I think it was all a chip. We're not even real. We are AI. And AI is us. And now they're just meshing.
I don't like any of this.
I know.
We're going to be cyborgs. Up at night.
What? I don't sleep. I haven't slept in 30 days.
You're one of them?
My brain just keeps going. I keep reprogramming. I glitch out. If you watch old podcast episodes, I'm literally going...
You're getting a download. They're updating your system.
They're updating my system live. You know when you see like Cardi B and Katy Perry and they're like...
Moving like robots.
I do that naturally. And then I'm looking at myself and I'm like, and am I a robot? And am I the AI, the self-learn? Am I self-learning myself to become into actualization of who I am? And that's why all spirituality is like, remember who you are.
Can somebody just factory reset me?
Can we start over?
I'm done.
I want to start back on easy mode.
I feel like I'm living life on hard mode, but with like a disability. And the disability is inside my brain.
Oh, for sure. That's a disability.
Oh.
Yeah, no one's disagreeing with you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, sometimes I feel
like a plastic bag.
And then you have people like Mark Zuckerberg. So then are the people who are on the spectrum, are you just like, so does that mean you're just closer to AI, your AI roots?
You think Tanner is an AI from Love on the Spectrum?
That's the perfect programming. Just so happy.
If I could... Do you think he's always happy, though?
No.
Okay.
You know, it's masking. And
it's how you present to the public.
Yeah, like always being excited and...
Like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
There's ringing in my ears. It's my FBI agent is telling us we should stop talking about AI. He's going to get us. What if I just explode right now?